Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in the third and final set. We heard White Fence off of the 2013 Cyclops Reapps release and the track Pink Gorilla. Before White Fence, we heard Butthole Surfers off of the 1984 Psychic Powerless, Another Man's Sack release with Concubine. And if you get the chance to catch the documentary out there on them, definitely do so because it is so well done. And hey, Alvy, hope you enjoyed that one. Before Butthole Surfers, we heard David Thomas and Two Pale Boys off of the 1996 Erewhon release in the track Lantern. Also in that set, we heard Minutemen off of the 1983 Buzz or How Under the Influence of Heat release and the track Cut. And we started the set with Black Eyes off of their Hostile Design new release and the track Pestilence. All right, if you didn't fill up on turkey or anything else today, I hope this show filled you up with some great tunes. And as we near the end of the hour, I do want to thank everyone who tuned in on this holiday evening. And thanks for chatting with me on the live comments board. I love that. It's always so much fun. I hope you all enjoyed today's show because it was a little bit out of the mistress's wheelhouse, but I had a great time and I really loved putting it together. And I do hope it changed your mood for the better. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the Apollas and their 1966 single, Pretty Red Balloons. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See y'all then.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
Yeah, yeah. I feel all right. I feel all right. Because I got my
back feeling motion.
Oh, yeah.
Back feeling motion.
And we can dance.
Welcome to Crayons to Perfume and happy Thanksgiving to all of you who are celebrating today, or perhaps have already celebrated today, because I suspect there are quite a few people listening who have stuffed themselves full of Thanksgiving goodness and are ready just to hang out and listen to some good music. I know I certainly am. So tonight I decided to cook up a little bit of everything. I've had some really sweet finds lately that I wanted to play for you, including the Angelos Backfield in Motion. Both sides of that single are excellent. I played Wooden last week or the week before. They feature Linda Martell, and that was written by her brother, L.Z. Bynum. The Velvelettes before that and A Bird in the Hand is worth two in the bush. The Velvelettes, one of those groups that was really overlooked by Motown. They were really underpromoted and had such amazing songs. I think this should have been a huge hit in 1965. Barbara Lynn before that with a self-penned Foot Mover, Club of Go-Go. She adds a little bit of dance floor soul to the super bluesy A-side of that single, which is her version of Joe Tex's Watch the One That Brings You Bad News. It's got a lot of guitar in it, and she plays a killer guitar on that. And we started off with such a classic, infamous background singer, Teen Soul Dynamo and T-Rex Rocker. Gloria Jones, that was from a reissue that came out last year of Tainted Love. Actually, both sides are excellent. We'll play the other side next week or the week after. I did mention that I have a little bit of everything cooked up for you tonight. Next up, we're going to hear some Sestiere Shake. It's a mix of Italian pop and soul, this time from ballad singer Luisa Casali.
Il carità.
Ah!
Welcome back to Crayons to Perfume and the heavily melodramatic girl group goodness of Roberta Williams and Tell Mama Not to Cry. Very much in the Shangri-La's camp of melodrama. That was from Lou Reed's Light in the Attic compilation album of all the things that he had worked on in the mid-60s, actually co-wrote that song. It was originally released in 1965. From 1963, Darlene Love and Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry, and before that, Ruby and the Romantics and How Deep is the Ocean from their Best Of album. I've been getting into some Ruby and the Romantics. Their style is not always my favorite type of style, so I look for songs that I really enjoy by them, and I have found quite a few. Before that, Blossoms of the Week, The Girlfriends, and My One and Only Jimmy Boy, one of the name songs left over from last week's show. And there are so many left that we're going to play the name game again. Before that, we heard Kelly Jackson's only single, her version of In the Middle of Nowhere. And we started with Luisa Casali and Il Momento della Verità. She was mainly a ballad singer. I would say this is probably her finest moment. That was from the compilation album Da Sera Shake. If you're looking for some more post-Thanksgiving listening, this week on Drop-In, Sunken Ling is going to bring you a post-Thanksgiving show. So tune in right before Stew, right here on the Rock and Soul Radio stream at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We heard a couple of good girl group songs mixed in with more of a female vocal set in the last set. We're going to get into a little bit more girl group sounds to start off the next set. And then we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction.
That playboy,
everyone will say, boy,
that I've changed his way. He won't be such a playboy.
Playboy.
I'll make him wanna stay,
boy.
Oh yeah, once he tries, I love him sweet. He only wants to be with me.
Playboy.
Oh, my little playboy.
Playboy.
I'll make him wanna stay, boy.
your heart desires. Just remember, I'll still be around. And I know, like I told you so many times before, you're gonna come back. Yes, you're gonna come back a knocking, knocking on my door.
And a little bit of funk from Betty Wright from 1968 and Sweet Lovin' Daddy from the Alliston record label. Betty Wright was a very strong feminist influence soul singer who went from soul to funk and made so many great records. She also did a lot of ballads. Before that, on the little bit slower side, Betty Wright and He's Bad, 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 also from 1968. From 1964, we heard Irma Thomas and her version of Time Is On My Side, which I found when I was on a recent trip, and that was high on my want list, so I was really glad to find that. That is the second version of Time Is On My Side. It was originally released by Kai Winding with the Gospel Air singing, who were Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, and Sissy Houston. Irma gives it a little bit of more of a bluesy feeling, and that's more of, I think, where the Rolling Stones caught their version. Buffalo, New York to Detroit Motown artists, the LaSalles, and Is This True? Wendy Colby, and her version of You're So Fine, recorded by quite a few female artists. And at the very top of that set, Sugar and Spice and Playboy from 1964. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. I love playing girl groups, and I've got some more for you in this next set, starting with the High Fashions.
You had a go round cheating on your baby.
glad to get the beans that come out the can and get in this kitchen and give me a hand with these dirty dishes all over the sink. I ain't studying about what you think. Don't you know that I know? The streets with that corner mob, you seem to think that you can get everyday steaks on the table. You got to realize that you ain't able. Don't you know you got to go out and make some bread? I quit complaining about the food instead. Let me tell you, that man, he makes me so mad. I started to leave, sometimes I wish I had. Once I gave him cold cut and gave him stew, hoping he'd choke for he got through. And I said,
eat it up, eat it up.
What I say,
eat it up, eat it up.
Oh,
eat it up, eat it up.
Like it or not, eat it up anyway. Now don't you get me wrong. I love that man. I guess I'm about to crack the soul, fell in the land. But I love him till the end, but he ain't no good. He wouldn't get a job working if he could. So I say, come on.
Well, I like Little Alice. She is not about to cook unless it comes from a can, and she expects people to be thankful for that. I hope you were all able to spend some time with loved ones today, or at least a peaceful time by yourself, and that your stomach's full and that your heart is thankful, and perhaps that you've got somebody to do the dishes for you. Local San Diegan Little Alice and So What If I Can't Cook from 4J Records. Before that, a couple of Los Angeles girl groups, the Pearlettes, featuring Priscilla Kennedy, who was also in the Irresistibles, the 4Js, the Delicates, the Waitseans, along with superstars Pat Hunt and Brenda Holloway. What an incredible career. Produced by Sonny Bono, I Can Get Him. Before that, the Lornettes and His Way with the Girls, featuring Arajo Lorna, later known as Asha, who continued on in the music business, Parcha and Tammy. Chicago's Duets were also in there with Lonely Days. Happy birthday to duet Mary Hayes Henderson, who celebrated her birthday about a week ago. And that set started with another one of those name songs, The High Fashions with Billy Nose. That was their only single on Dyna Voice in it. Well, thank you all for spending your Thanksgiving evening with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I sure did. I love spending this time together with you and hanging out, playing some records. It's always a good time. Coming up next is Rotations, also another great time. And then it's Richard J. and Nervous Boogie rounding out your Thursday evening. Thank you so much for being here. And until next week.
Coca-Cola. sa petite.